Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. Have you ever been in a team that's slowly dying? But what's really killing it? Well, this week's show, we're going to explore what's killing your team. Without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. I hope you're all doing well. I'm hoping you're still getting results through your team. I'm hoping that you're learning lots from the show, and I hope you're really enjoying listening to my thoughts of the world. It's been an unusual few days in my world. We've been doing lots of different stuff, lots of work on communications, lots of workshops and learning material about engagement and culture, which I'm hoping to put into some of the shows in the future. But this week's show is around what's killing your team. Now, I don't mean physically. I mean, I'm not talking about health and safety here. Yeah? That's the most important thing you should be doing anyway, is making sure your team is safe. What I'm talking about is what's killing it in a psychological sense. What's killing the team's progressions? What's stopping it going where it should be? Now, we're not talking about stopping it completely and the whole thing's falling to pieces. Normally, teams get going, they survive, they move on, they do okay. But who wants to just be okay? Nobody wants to aim for mediocrity, do they? They want to be doing well, they want to be doing better. So what's actually doing it? What is the areas that I think are killing the team? And what should we do as leaders and managers to sort that out? Well, the first one I think that's right up there at the top of the list around killing your team is the lack of psychological safety in your team. Now, psychological safety is a way that you can be yourself without being judged. You can speak up without being humiliated or ridiculed or even punished. You can speak up with things like new ideas. You can raise questions. You can ask concerns and tell people what you think your concerns are in a safe environment. Now, I'm sure you all remember when you were at school and you had that difficult maths or English or science question and you really didn't know what was going on. You sat there looking around thinking, I haven't got a Scooby-Doo. What the heck is going on here? What should I do? Now, realistically, you should put your hand up. And probably when you're in junior school, you would have put your hand up. Yeah, miss, sir. Then when you get older and you don't want to be looking uncool, you don't. So you don't ask those questions, just in case you're that stupid. I mean, worstly, in those environments, especially when I was growing up through the 90s and 80s, oof, that's showing me age, you didn't want to say anything in the lessons because the teacher would tell you you were stupid. What are you talking about, Haddock? What, you daft? Don't you get it? No, I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. But I didn't feel I could say anything. Now, reverse that. Have you worked in an environment where you can ask questions? And they genuinely mean there's no stupid questions. And you can go to your boss and raise concerns without feeling that you're going to be punished or in some way disadvantaged. That is when you've got psychological safety. That is when the team is thriving. But without it, then your team is being killed. What else kills teams? Lack of direction. No real idea of where you're meant to be heading. So, you know, no idea of what you're meant to be doing. You know the day-to-day transactional stuff you've got to do, but realistically, where are you going? What's the next thing? You're allowed to drift. And what happens in then? Well, departments, they get their own ideas, don't they? They go out and think they can do what they want. They start writing their own rules. They start even creating their own empires and thiefdoms around them without direction. People build their own ways. They put their own one in. You'll have heard it in sometimes when you go to speak to, I don't know, the accounts. Oh, we don't do it that way around here. Oh, no, we can't change. They're just in a certain way because they've been allowed to have a lack of directions. You know, we've created these great empires because the leaders have not given directions. But it kills the overall team performance. It kills the business because departments versus departments, people versus people. And all of a sudden, you're not pulling in the same direction. You're not even got the boat in the right way. You might not even have the boat in the water, if you're honest, with some businesses. So as a leader, you need to give directions. Doesn't matter where you are in the business. You need to understand your direction. You should be understanding the direction from the boss, from the guy at the top, the owner or the managing director or the major person on your site or in your office. They should be giving you the direction. They should understand where they're going and what they're trying to do. And by that, you as a leader can translate that into directions for your team. And when other departments or other individuals are not on the same path, you can pull them easily in when you know what direction they're meant to be in. What else? Well, lack of trust from above. That's a big one. You know, you have no real idea where this trust from above comes from. Now, psychological safety is a big part of that, don't get me wrong. But if there's no trust, or even worse, you're undermined by the people in front, above you. The idea of the killing of the trust means that you, as a leader or an individual, don't feel that you can be trusted by your manager or your leader, then that soon erodes the whole team. You end up thinking, you know, that boss doesn't care about me. He's got favourites. You know, and your team then starts to play games because it wants to get in the boss's good books. So it starts to undermine each other. It starts to go around and try to, you know, take the legs out of people so they don't get far. You're almost like fighting each other. Some organisations, they seem to thrive on this idea of competition. But it's not healthy competition. It's not competition against the externals. It's competition against yourself. Internal competition. Internal competition with a negative vibe. Not a positive internal competition. Nothing wrong with that. This is a nasty environment, a nasty, poisonous culture. And that's driven because you don't trust your boss. You think as soon as something goes wrong, he's going to throw me under the bus. He's going to give me that feedback. Well, he might not even give you the feedback. He just undermines you. And that's a terrible place. So that idea of lack of trust from above, you must, as a manager, stop that yourself. If you can see any of these traits of being playing favourites and, you know, undermining your directs and not taking accountability, you need to stop it. You need to look yourself in the mirror and say, am I a leader and a manager who is accountable? Am I a trustworthy person? Do I trust my team? And do I tell my team that I trust them? And what's the opposite to that? Well, of course, it's a lack of trust below. The manager who doesn't trust his team. Now, that means it's both parts. If you don't feel that you can trust your team, you've failed as a manager. You should have given those people around you enough information, enough encouragement, enough tools, enough team, enough direction to be able to deliver. If not, and you don't trust your team, you need to start to change that team. And how do you do that? Of course, you know what I'm going to say. It's through one-to-ones. It's through feedback. It's through delegation. It's through coaching. It's through empowering. Those are the things that make your team know that they're being trusted and you can trust your team. You should have the same impact when you're not in the building. Have a think about that. The same impact when you're not in the building. So when you're not there, things happen the same as if you're there. That is good culture and that is when you can trust. So, but what does it do if you don't trust? Well, of course, it's back to that lack of trust, driving your team away from you, meaning they're all playing their individual games, trying to get up the ladder on their own, not working as a group, throwing each other under the bus, complete confusion. And it doesn't help the team, it doesn't help the individuals, and it certainly doesn't help the business. What else kills a team? What about lack of progress? If a team becomes stagnant, it comes stuck with no progress, you know, it soon becomes a lethargic place to work. And I'm not talking around some jobs which will always have that element. There is certain repetitive tasks that departments and certain departments have to do. And it won't suit everyone. But that's the way that they work. That's fine. They've got their own cadence. They get things done. They hit their own targets. Not a problem. I'm talking about a team that's completely stagnant. Has really got no progress. And that's progress for individuals. Because we all talk a lot about individual progress. We want people to do well. We want them to move on. But what about the actual team? How does a team progress as a group of individuals delivering that bigger goal? If it doesn't progress, and it doesn't, it becomes almost like it's in treacle, then good people leave. And the more good people leave, then the people who are left, they're not so good, let's be honest. They're the people who are just going to be mediocre. And as I said at the beginning, who wants to be mediocre? So that lack of progression, you need your team to be doing something different, adding to its tasks, not overloading it with new work and drowning it, but removing work that doesn't need to be done, removing waste from their processes, using your CI tools so the team is progressing. And then a successful team will attract successful people. And then successful people will build a successful team and therefore a successful business. What else? Lack of security. If you don't have a security around your team, you don't, you know, it's things like, you know, do we pay them the right pay? But if you're thinking to yourself, actually, I could be out of work in a month, then you're soon going to undermine that team. Now, we know sometimes businesses have to make changes and you have to make structural moves and people leave. We know that happens. That's part of business. But what I'm talking about is when there's a real feeling of, am I going to be here next week? You know, the team then gets burnt out because the actual psychological energy and that has to go into thinking that way soon starts to undermine their performance. Therefore, they slip down the rankings, they miss the key performance indicators. And also, anyone who's half good will be looking externally to try to find another job. So where are they putting their energy in? Well, they're doing it into job searches, going off for dentist appointments now and then, when realistically, you know, they're having the interviews, walking around the car park on the phone. Another good example of people who are looking for new work. And that's what's going on. They're getting away from the business, getting a bit of air, talking to recruiters. And that's because there's a lack of security. There's a feeling the business or the department or the area is going to close. And what stops that? What helps you build in this to your business? Communications. You need to speak to your team. You need to look them in the eyes, be transparent, talk about what's coming, talk about the fears, be open with them on good and bad, and really drive that sense of you're in this. We know what you're thinking. We're here to help. And if it's not great news, let's be open and honest with them as much as we can. Tell them that we are trying to help by recruiting more staff or bringing in more work. But there's points where teams do go under. But that feel of unsure, change, lack of security really kills your team. And the last one on my list is the lack of feeling valued in the team. You can work your socks off. You can work so hard. You can hit everything. But if you don't feel valued by your manager, by your team, and by the business, you can soon feel that the team is being killed. So individually, if you're not valued and you don't feel part of that bigger picture, you're soon starting to look somewhere else or leave the business. Or even worse, become the zombie worker. The person who turns up just on time, just does enough. So it's not underneath for disciplinary, but they're not really pushing your business forward. They're just drifting through the day. They have the exact hour for the lunch. They go exactly on time. They got the coat on, they're gone. You can tell that they don't feel valued, they don't feel important enough. And it can be easy. It can be easy to even start to build that value. Say thank you. Say hello. Talk to them. If a manager talks to your people and asks them about the jobs they're doing, they feel more valuable. Give them praise when things go right. Give them feedback. Be careful with your feedback because it has to be done in the right way. But make sure you build the feedback model and you make sure you're encouraging to try to find three things that are right to one thing that's wrong. That means people feel more valued in the business and feel better about what they do. So a quick recap about my thoughts on what's killing teams. There's a lack of psychological safety in businesses. Teams have a lack of direction. There's definitely a lack of trust above you, and there can be a lack of trust of people below you. There's a lack of progression for the team. You become stagnant. There's definitely a lack of security in the job they're doing and the team part it plays in that bigger picture. And finally, that lack of feeling valued. Well, talking about valued, I would value your feedback on this episode or any of the other episodes I've done. So if you can, please send me some feedback to managermattpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to engage on new and old topics around management, leadership, mindset, anything you really fancy. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manager Matt podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful and actionable. One last thing, please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider as it helps to spread the word of Manager Matt. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you did like anything in particular, send an email to managermattpodcast@gmail.com or visit managermatt.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.